Health Minister Leo Varadkar will be here later. We'll be talking to him about medical cards, amongst other things. The government stopped reviewing and returned discretionary medical cards after the local government elections last year. In November, the minister promised to change the scheme to make it more sensitive to people's needs. And today, he's appointing a clinical advisory group to help to do that. Let's talk now to Jonathan Irwin. He's CEO of the Jack and Jill Foundation. They help very young children with brain damage or life-limiting illnesses and their families. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
Before we talk about the clinical advisory group, can I ask you about what the experience of the people who you help with medical cards has been since the local elections last year and indeed November? Because at the time, Leo Varadkar and Kathleen Lynch said that people with a serious illness who hold a discretionary card can be reassured that they will retain their card pending implementation of new actions. The default position for medical cards given to people with terminal illnesses is that they will no longer be reviewed. What's been your experience?
Well, I have to say, my nurses and therefore my families are saying that things are not quite as frightening as they were, and there is more sensitivity in that area, which is, you know, excellent for my parents.
So for those who are unfortunate enough to have been diagnosed with a life-limiting illness since all this happened, has getting a discretionary medical card been any easier?
It has been. There's one or two people within the administration who do understand and have gone out of their way to, as human beings really, to be more kindly to my parents. There's still one major hurdle that we have to overcome, which we've always maintained and which the United Nations reports on childcare in Ireland constantly refer to, and that is that the child, himself or herself, should be assessed as an individual in their own right. This system, which they have not got rid of and must get rid of means testing the parents, is so cruel, because it's not difficult to fail the means test, and once again these parents who are in a wretched state feel they have let their child down again. There is no need for this. I mean, children, they might only be 3 months old or 18 months old, but they are people, and it is they that are being assessed. It's their health. And this system of going via the parents is like the poorhouse. And I don't understand in Ireland why children are non-people until they are 16.
So what has changed, Jonathan?
There's just more sensitivity in the marketplace. It's not a sort of computer, centralized computer, spitting out random numbers and random decisions. It has become back to where it nearly was when it was more localized, that they are being listened to now, and children are being asked whether their Down syndrome is getting better or worse, you know. So it is better, and my nurses are certainly watchful, but it is better.
And this clinical advisory group, what do you make of that?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean,
why?
I tell you what, we've just had an expert committee that's meant to have sorted the whole problem out. Now we have a committee to discuss the decisions of a previous committee. I got an email this week telling us that this was being set up, and it was full of clinicians and administrators, but they were keeping two spaces for what they described as lay people, which is certainly not enough. I mean, if one of my nurses is chosen, how can she advise about what the elderly need or, you know, other factors? It's about people. It's not about more administrators, more clinicians, more this. I mean, our situation is very simple. What I find chilling is that they say that if one of our nurses is selected, I must understand that she will be revolved in 2 years' time. What on earth is this thing going to sit for? 2 years, 4 years, 10 years? And my children's problem about being recognized in their own right could be done and dusted at one meeting, and that's the end as far as Jack and Jill. Other people might need a few more meetings, but to already be plotting for an old age pension for this particular clinical, whatever it is just ludicrous.
We'll talk to Leo Varadkar about it later. Jonathan Irwin, CEO of the Jack and Jill Foundation, thank you very much for speaking to us. 29 minutes past 7. Could